Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friends Donald Hunter and Claire Villarosa as we celebrate Black History Month, the 40th anniversary of Black History Month. Donald, you said something, I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air, but we're talking about how do we get more young black people to the achievement level. And you said, and I asked this question, I said, okay, we know that we have a lot of people, a lot of black young people unemployed. We know we have a lot of black people in the legal system. We got a lot of problems there, regardless of whose responsibility it is. But clearly, Claire, you brought this up first. Clearly, there are young black people who are getting out, so to speak. They're making, they're getting to the middle class, to the achievement level, and Donald, you talked about that. You said that they're crossing. They're bridging the gap between the achievement level and the dependency level, the victimization level. How do we get more people, Donald? How do we get more people in the black community to learn how to do that? It's a learned thing, isn't it?
It's an acceptance thing.
An acceptance.
What I'm referring to is you have to. I'm saying that. One thing that could benefit young African Americans is to collaborate or show up with other people, with white people, with Asian people, with Mexican people, and so on, and show up at classrooms on college campuses. And because when you, at least in California, when I show up in classes, I'm typically the only African American that's there. Now, I know that there's some comfort level of that and feeling that whether they're accepted or not.
Right.
I think that's what's on the American side.
Claire, how do we help them bridge that gap?
There are two things.
Because both of your daughters have done this.
That's
both of you have two daughters, and both of them have done this.
Yeah. I think the two things that I feel that we can do to impact more on success for our young people is, one, how do we begin to influence the family to provide aspiration for our young people? I know what I learned when I was a little girl. The only thing I knew is when I finished high school, I was going to college.
Right.
Everybody was around.
You had aspirational conversations with your family.
Within the family.
Yeah.
And number
two. That's exactly right.
In the school. How do we get our young people into the school system that can assist them in terms of moving forward?
Yep.
So it's the family, the community, things around me that I had, and also the love and the involvement in education.
Exactly. Donald, what were you going to say?
I think we went full circle. It goes back to role models and mentors.
Yep.
And the role models and mentors don't all have to be African-American either.
That's exactly right. But don't we need to try to encourage more black role models and mentors?
Absolutely. Well, there's plenty
of speaking of which, I want to wrap up our conversation, if you don't mind. I've just got a couple of minutes left. I'd like for each one of you to take a minute of time and tell me your appraisal of the president's almost 8 years in office. How has he served the black community as president? What do you think, Claire?
Okay, first, you have to think that when he got into office, the first thing that said, the very next day, what was said about him? They said, we will prevent him from being successful. The gauntlet, the glove was thrown down.
Okay, now I'm talking about his work for the black community.
Within the black community, it's a new book out, so What the President Can't Say. He was trying to walk a fine line to ensure that, because the first thing they were going to say is, you tried to help black people, and you're the president of all the people.
Okay. Don, what do you think?
That fine line.
I think he served as a role model of someone of achievement for the African-American community. But I agree with Clara that that he has to be the president for all people.
Right.
And I think it's the responsibility of African
Americans. Do you either one of you think
to have brought the issue to him?
Do either one of you think he's missed some opportunity to be a little more vocal about the black community than he was? Because he was the first black president, do either one of you think he missed any opportunities?
Yeah, I think he probably missed some. Yes, I do.
Okay. Donald, what do you think?
That could be.
Given the situation he was in, I think he did very well.
Yeah. Okay, and I appreciate that. Donald Hunter, Claire Villarosa, what a great visit we had today. You guys are great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
And I'm proud of both of you. Claire, keep up the good work. Donald, you too. And we'll see you guys next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.